In the parable of the sower for the gospel today, we see how complicated and difficult, you could say, it is to live the Christian life, where the Word of God, the seed of the Word of God, is thrown into the world, thrown into the hearts of men, and we have to battle with the devil, and we have to battle with the pleasures and temptations of the world, and we have to battle with lack of temptations against perseverance, and all these things we have to battle with. And we can see how so many do not persevere, do not make it to the end. And so we see the need for protecting ourselves, and we protect ourselves in marriage and family life and religious life, protect ourselves in spending time in the parish and in prayer and at home, protect ourselves in so many ways from all these dangers, if we're aware of them. And so many people are not even aware of the dangers, and so they fall away, or the devil takes away the Word of God. And we have to take the Word, and we have to put it into practice. We've all heard the word, and it's the difference. Those who bear fruit are the difference between those who put it into practice, those who do the will of God, and, you know, perhaps we all do the will of God, but do we do it generously? Do we do it with a generous heart and give? And do we strive to overcome our limitations, the limitations of our humanity, which takes the grace of God? Do we ask for God's grace? Do we strive to do more? Do we want to break through the box that we're in, through all our limitations? And that requires faith and knowledge and hope that God will give us, God will stretch us, God will make us into saints that we are not right now. He will make us do more than we can do right now. He will make us better and better and able to do the things that we don't even see ourselves possible to do today. We have to have that hope and that striving, that yearning, that stretching, that praying, asking for more, seeking more, striving for more, and then we can bear, you know, more than 30-fold, more than 60-fold, more than 80-fold, more, we can bear 100-fold, which is what God wants us to do. He wants to make us saints, and we have to work with Him. We have to strive. We have to keep asking for more and more, and be spiritually greedy for God's grace, so that we can be all that God wants us to be, can be as great as God wants us to be, not for ourselves, but for God's glory and for the benefit of so many more souls, for the salvation of more and more souls that we can contribute to through our prayers and holy life.